My name is Nathan. I'm a master's student at the University of Minnesota, and I do my research on integrating flower strips with strawberry crops to see if we can facilitate pollination, attract pollinators, and facilitate pollination in strawberries. So integrating patches of flowering plants into small fruit production systems can offer many benefits, among them pollination and fruit set. And if we think about our agriculture areas as existing within a larger living ecosystem, we can see flower strips as a way to create agri-ecosystems that are both more biodiverse and productive. And I want to start with how a flower becomes a fruit. So as insects forage for food on flowers, they help to carry pollen and distribute it, aiding in fertilization and therefore eventually fruit development. And without these pollinators, fruit set can be severely limited. Take strawberries and raspberries, for example. Both require flower visitors for successful fruit development. Strawberries are produced when achenes, which is actually the true fruit, are fertilized. And strawberries set fruit when the achenes, which is the true fruit, you can see here in this diagram, are fertilized through pollination. And the more of those that are fertilized, the more uniform berry you have. And without that, you can see some malformations there in the strawberries. Raspberries are similar in that I'm sure everyone has experienced a poorly pollinated raspberry. If you've ever been out and harvested wild raspberries, any sort of crumbling raspberry means that there weren't enough drupelets that were pollinated to form a good berry. And this is where pollinators come in. And while honeybees often receive attention for their role in crop pollination services, there's a growing body of evidence to show that wild pollinators are also very important. And species like this metallic green sweat bee on the left on that strawberry bloom can be very important and are often undervalued. Given rising threats to pollinator populations, many researchers talk about a looming pollination crisis. And so attention has shifted to ways that growers can support wild pollinators by adding floral diversity to their farms over space and time. Flower strips are one way to do this. Planting flowers next to fruit crops may be a way to attract wild pollinators and facilitate pollination, fruit set, and production in the crop species. In this example down there on the left, we see zinnias, which make for an attractive cut flower for humans, but they are also very attractive to certain pollinating insect species. Many practitioners of what we can call pollinator farmscaping talk about and advocate for native wildflower mixes and more long-term plantings, but annual flowers can also be really important and can have multiple economic benefits, herb species, cut flowers, and cover crops, among others. And I'd like to zoom out for a second here at the end and talk about how flower strips are one example of a win-win solution in horticulture. Because for many years, we have attempted to isolate our production systems from natural systems in an attempt to maximize yield and control all our potential risks, but we are starting to see the ecological and human impact of this isolation.
Sorry, you're extremely
nice. Okay.